AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. NTSB's Jennifer Hamadeh says there are a lot of questions that still need to be worked out after the deadly collision of an Air Canada jet and a fire truck on the tarmac at LaGuardia Airport in New York. The focus is on the control tower.
This is a heavy workload environment. You had a United Airlines flight. We still have to determine what happened at shift change, which was around 10:30. We have to determine who else was in the tower and the facility and available at the time. We know that controller was still on duty for several minutes afterwards. Normally, they would be relieved.
The pilot and co-pilot were killed. The cockpit voice recorder is also being analyzed. Pakistan is offering to host diplomatic talks to end the war in Iran, but Iran remains defiant, vowing to fight until complete victory. More strikes are reported in Iran.
The Iranian Red Crescent posted on Tuesday footage on its social media account showing the rescue of a survivor from under the rubble in Tehran. In another video, they showed rescue teams searching for more survivors and casualties inside a damaged house. The group said the U.S. Israeli missiles had targeted a residential area on the outskirts of the capital, adding the strike had completely destroyed one building. I'm Charles Teledesma.
ICE officers are at some airports, but lines are still long. TSA agents haven't been paid since the shutdown started at the Department of Homeland Security. The agency says more than 450 agents have quit. Sean Root is with the union representing TSA workers.
We have mortgages, car loans, personal loans. None of these are paused because of a shutdown. The bills continue to come. Our members are still being told, go find loans, go borrow money. It doesn't happen. A lot of people exhausted those funds and those opportunities during the last shutdown.
This is AP News. The University of Mississippi will soon launch its new center on college gambling.
The first of its kind in the nation, amid rising national concern about betting on collegiate sports. Survey results by University of Mississippi researchers show that 39% of Mississippi college students gambled, with 6% of those meeting the criteria for problem gambling. Mississippi allows sports betting, but only inside casinos. Illegal online betting worth billions are still being made. Supporters say Mississippi should legalize online betting so it can be regulated and taxed. So far, a bill to cover that has failed to pass in the state. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Jeff Webb, the founder of Variety Spirit, who helped transform cheerleading into an International Olympic Committee recognized sport and mentored late right-wing activist Charlie Kirk, has died. He was 76. The family says Webb died after a tragic accident. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.